This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A new Illinois State Senate bill would require a lawyer for anyone under the age of 18 throughout an interrogation in police custody. Current state law requires a lawyer for kids under 15, and only after a homicide or sexual assault. It didn't protect a Waukegan 15-year-old in 2022. A detective in that north suburb persuaded him to waive his right to a lawyer. Then he falsely confessed to shooting a dollar store clerk. He went to jail and stayed there until his basketball team proved that he was in another town during the shooting. A WBEZ lawsuit led to the release of the interrogation's video. That led State Senator Robert Peters of Chicago to file his bill. It would require an attorney for anyone under 18 after any crime. Governor J.B. Pritzker's office says he backs the bill. And in more State House news, Illinois Republicans are hoping, again, that they're not entirely shut out of this year's state budget process. House Minority Leader Tony McCombie says they want to see a balanced budget based on valid revenue estimates.
House Republicans are not the party of no. We want to be the party to offer solutions. We are offering solutions in every avenue that we can and every topic that we can, and that we ask to be a part of that.
Governor J.B. Pritzker is set to give his combined State of the State and budget address in a little less than 2 weeks. Politico reports Pritzker, Democratic leaders, and the House's new budget director met at the governor's mansion for dinner this week. Republicans weren't there, but a Pritzker spokesperson says the governor has hosted GOP lawmakers at the mansion this year. A union that represents 3,800 Illinois Department of Transportation workers has voted to authorize a strike. 95% of union members voted in support, calling for better wages and to remain with their preferred health insurer. Their last contract with IDOT expired last July. Teamster spokesperson Pasquale Gianni says several local unions are currently in mediation, but the decision to go on strike should be made within a couple of weeks.
Because they like their health insurance and they want to keep it, and they're sending a clear message to the state that they're willing to go, you know, as far as withholding their labor to ensure that they can keep their insurance.
In a statement, IDOT officials called public safety its, quote, top priority, and said the agency would continue to work to partner with bargaining units. The two Democratic candidates vying to replace outgoing Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox went head-to-head in a debate yesterday. Former Illinois Appellate Court Justice Eileen O'Neill Burke says that she wants to get creative to reduce crimes by young people. That includes carjackings and crimes involving guns.
The vast majority of juveniles get arrested between 3:30 and 10 o'clock at night. That's when we're going to keep them busy doing job training, learning enrichment, or an apprenticeship with the trade.
Clayton Harris, her opponent and former Cook County prosecutor, says criminals, no matter the age, need to be held accountable.
What I want to do is add a 10th division in special prosecutions that focuses directly on organized crime.
Both Harris and Burke are on the ballot for the March 19th Democratic primary. Some more things you should know today. The family of two Palestinian American brothers in Gaza says the pair were taken by Israeli soldiers in a raid on their shelter. The Sun-Times reports Barak and Hashim Elaga are dual U.S. and Canadian citizens raised in the west suburbs who've been trying to evacuate for months. U.S. officials approved them for evacuation but have failed to secure it. A State Department spokesperson says officials are aware of the situation and seeking information. Chicago is launching an effort to coordinate volunteers to migrants coming to the city. Officials say they see volunteers as a way to help migrants feel welcome. The effort is intended to streamline the process of getting involved. It will start with getting volunteers out to where they're needed, which includes support for events that help migrants get IDs. Today's weather, the high is 51, and this weekend temperatures are going to dip back down to the high 30s. Sunny skies expected throughout the weekend. That's it for now. Later today.
To be from Chicago? What?
It's pretty great.
To be a black woman from Chicago, like, this I hit the lottery.
Northwestern University's Ariane Nettles is steeped in the cultural impact of Black Chicago. She talks with my Rundown co-host, Erin Allen, about the Black Chicagoans making history today. That's at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.